on a cool autumn morning, out back in the shed. She opens the boxes, it's the time that we dread. Then she gathers the family, there's not a place we can hide. So we'll be busy for the next few weeks while Carol serves as our guide. Mistletoe in the doorway, along with jingle bells. And I was thinking to myself, you know, the season is our jingle hell. Then she pulls out the lanterns and she tells us the way that she's wanting every single one to line the entryway. Welcome to the world of Christmas Carol. A calamity,
a calamity
for her family. Plenty to do in the world of Christmas Carol. She will supervise,
she will supervise
while we organize. Her mind is holiday focused for several months of the year. She buys a lot of pretty, pretty lights and Yuletide gear. And we know what is coming, there is no doubt. Each inch is decorated both inside and out. So I called up my buddies, please help us with this. They said, you gotta deal with this yourself. It's just you and your kids. And so we're decking the halls every night and day. If the elf on the shelf is somewhere near, it might hear me say, welcome to the world of Christmas Carol. She is having fun,
she is having fun,
bossing everyone. There's plenty to do in the world of Christmas Carol. Everything that's seen,
everything that's seen
must be red and green. Santa on the rooftop with reindeer and a sleigh. And she says we should reposition them all somewhere new each day. And in the picture window, she has us set the tree. We're hanging lots of ornaments as she eyes us critically. After weeks of effort, we were prostrate on the floor. We'd been given all we had to give, couldn't do this anymore. Relax, murmured Carol, you can rest till New Year's Day. Then you need to pack it all up again and put it all away.